Taking a look of the market overview for the week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. On Tuesday of this week, we saw some record high prices across our live and feeder cattle markets, and since then have seen some profit taking among those two markets.
I think you're right. I think we're just seeing some profit taking, just trying to even out or clean up a little bit of an overbought market condition. Yeah, as you mentioned, we did go to trade to new contract highs, new all-time contract highs for both live cattle and feeder cattle. I think we're just taking a little bit of profit off the table, a little evening up ahead of month end.
Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag says that we will now look to the fundamentals of the next month and what direction that will send the cattle market in.
Start looking at what the fundamentals look like for May. We continue to see tight supplies and strong cash trade, so I don't look for this market to sell off hard or put any top in the short term, but it would not be surprised to see a little bit of profit taking.
And yesterday we did see our USDA weekly export sales report, which for beef we had net sales of 12,900 metric tons, which was up 25% from the previous week. Increases were primarily for Japan, South Korea, Mexico, Taiwan, and Canada. And as for grain, and specifically corn, we've been seeing some flash sales throughout this week, which is always great to see. But as for weekly exports on the corn side, saw net sales of 1,014,400 metric tons, and that was down 12% from the previous week.
We've had some little bit of pressure come into the market, and I think corn has gotten down cheap enough, which you could see why today's export sale, and I think one or two earlier in the week, we've gotten cheap enough where we're starting to see a little bit of demand come back into play again. And that's telling us that, you know, USDA is likely going to have to increase corn export demand in their supply demand tables for old crop, and that will likely bring in a little bit of a friendly situation for old, tighten up those stocks a little bit. So I think the market is kind of looking ahead for that to happen in the May contract.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.